Welcome back to the Passion Struck podcast, and thank you so much for being here and supporting the show as you listen and learn how to live better, be better, and impact the world. And if you're new to the show or you would like to introduce it to someone, we now have starter packs, which are collections of your favorite episodes organized by topic, which give any new listener a great way to learn about everything that we do here on the show. Just go to passionstruck.com/starterpacks to get started on your journey. And if you prefer to watch these episodes, we also have a YouTube channel at John R. Miles, where we have over 200 different videos of both long and short form formats, also categorized by topics. I wanted to recognize the fan of the week. Today's comes from Robert Clark in the United Kingdom. And Robert writes, new favorite podcast. I listened to 27 episodes before I decided to leave a review because I simply didn't want to stop listening. Robert, thank you so much for that great endorsement of the show. And thank you to all of you who keep writing reviews and giving us these 5-star ratings. It means so much to growing the popularity of our show. Today's episode is one that I am going to do on how to push beyond your self-imposed limits. Thank you for choosing Passion Struck and choosing me to be your host and guide on unlocking your journey of living a no-regrets life. Now, let the journey begin. Welcome visionaries, creators, innovators, entrepreneurs, leaders, and growth seekers of all types to the Passion Struck podcast. Hi, I'm John Miles, a peak performance coach, multi-industry CEO, Navy veteran, an entrepreneur on a mission to make passion go viral for millions worldwide. And each week I do so by sharing with you an inspirational message and interviewing high achievers from all walks of life to unlock their secrets and lessons to becoming passion struck. The purpose of our show is to serve you, the listener, by giving you tips, tasks, and activities you can use to achieve peak performance and pursue the passion-driven life you have always wanted to have. Now, let's become passion struck. Imagine the possibility of a leadership style that believed that nothing was out of reach. What could be accomplished when future prospects were set by limitless opportunity rather than age or skill-based limitations? For John Bassinger, a professional storyteller, college professor, and actor, age and ability were merely a baseline for potential growth. As he thought about his long-term journey, Bassinger chose to embrace challenge over submission. When he was 58, he decided to memorize in entirety John Milton's epic poem, Paradise Lost. His success in this incredible endeavor was captured in a study by Nautilus, who noted the man's ability to overcome his age with his unyielding focus on growth abilities. And if you're not familiar with Paradise Lost, the 12 books contain over 60,000 words. It took Bassinger about 3,000 hours to learn them all through repetition. He did it as such by presenting the piece line by line out loud for about an hour daily for a very long time. At the point where he retained each of the 12 books, in 2001, Bassinger played out the work of art in a live presentation that kept going for 3 days. Bassinger uncovered the dilemma that many people face, that is potential stifled by fear of the unknown and their current situation. Some people never achieve Bassinger's level of accomplishment, choosing instead to move forward in the realm of safety, trusting that where their skills and talents rest today will carry them safely into the future. In a world that is so hungry for hopeful potential and new innovations, a mindset that is stuck in the limits of today will never lead the future. Rather than looking for new and exciting ideas or skills to add to their toolkit, smart entrepreneurs and leaders will consider their current skills, talents, and abilities and choose to step forward into a place of unknown to learn and accomplish new and greater possibilities. For the leader that realizes that they are never too old or underqualified to learn new skills and exceed expectations, the future of leadership and industry mastery is at their disposal. While John Bassinger was great at many things, he was inspired by the potential to memorize Paradise Lost, and his success took the world by storm. A leader in the study of the benefits of building a growth-minded mindset is Stanford University Professor of Psychology, Dr. Carol Dweck. In her latest release, Mindset, The New Psychology of Success, Dr. Dweck explores the beliefs that people build regarding the origins and changeability of their intelligence, talents, and actions. Through scientific study and research, Dr. Dweck has discovered that many individuals have a fixed mindset. This fixed mindset creates a nearly unbreakable belief that their individual qualities, such as talent and intelligence, are fixed, unchangeable traits. Unfortunately, this type of mindset keeps people trapped under the glass of their own abilities, unable to push through and discover their actual unique potential. The false narrative that their current talent and skills are the limits to their abilities keeps many fighting for the mediocre rather than seeking to grow beyond what they thought was even possible. We will be right back to the Passion Struck podcast. Did you know that the majority of people who have a mental illness do not seek or receive treatment? I know I put it off for years. Why? Because I thought I would be judged and seen as weak. I doubted it would work. Had too much pride and thought I could solve my problems all by myself, and feared confronting the issue and having to change. I know firsthand that facing those problems isn't easy, and you don't win a prize for doing it all alone. Getting professional help isn't weird or weak. It's smart. It is as important as hiring a personal trainer to help you with your physical health. But finding the time to fit in therapy can seem impossible for those of us who can't even find a minute for ourselves. That is why I recommend Talkspace, which makes meeting with a licensed therapist a convenient, secure, and stigma-free experience, right from your phone, tablet, or computer in the comfort of your house. And unlike traditional therapy, you can message your therapist 24/7 via text, video, or voice. No need to wait for a weekly appointment. Join Talkspace today and start moving forward with a single message. Just visit Talkspace.com and you'll get $100 off your first month when you use promo code PassionStruck at signup. That's $100 off at Talkspace.com, promo code PassionStruck. Thank you so much for listening and supporting the show. Your support of our advertisers keeps the lights on around here. And I realize that all those codes and URLs can be tough to remember, so we put them in the show notes for the episode. Please consider those who support the show and make it possible. Now, back to Passion Struck. Why sit around idly demonstrating your past successes when you could be improving your future? Why shroud inadequacies instead of defeating them? Why search for people who will simply support your confidence rather than ones who will likewise help you to develop? What's more, why search out the reliable rather than encounters that will extend you? The enthusiasm for extending yourself and adhering to it, even when it's not working out positively, is the sign of a positive growth outlook. This is the mentality that permits individuals to flourish during the most absolute trying occasions in their lives. Dr. Dweck argues that when entrepreneurs or leaders allow themselves to be trapped under the concept that their own innate skills or talents are fixed at their current levels, they will simply allow those limits to define their potential. Fortunately, the world has many examples of this false narrative being crushed. The most passion-struck leaders of our day pushed beyond their self-imposed limiting beliefs to produce world-changing products and ideas. To move beyond false limits, individuals must push beyond their fixed mindset and adopt a new way focused on growth. With a growth mindset, people believe that their innate abilities aren't fixed at a certain level, but can be developed through dedication and hard work. Imagine how the world of sports would look like today if Michael Jordan had allowed himself to stay with a fixed mindset. One of the greatest sports legends of all times was actually cut by his high school basketball team. The reason? During his sophomore year, he was only 5'9", and his short stature caused his classmate, Leroy Smith, to take the final spot on the team. Jordan, struck with the reality that his height was outside of his control, retreated to his bedroom. While there, he found himself at the end of his rope. Yet, rather than allowing himself to drown in a pool of tears of missed opportunity, Jordan instead chose a growth mindset. He said later on in life, "I can accept failure. Everyone fails at something, but I cannot accept not trying." Rather than allow a fixed mindset to rule his future, Jordan instead decided to place focus on those aspects of his life that he could change. He started to practice every single day after that fateful cut, choosing intentionally to make time for practice every day without fail. Before long, Jordan's skills on the basketball court exceeded all of his peers, and he then found himself also growing to 6'3". Jordan made the team the next year, and his sports career never looked back. A growth mindset helped Jordan believe in his dream, even when his fixed circumstances told him he didn't stand a chance. Jordan would win the NBA's Most Valuable Player Award 5 times in his career and dominated the world of basketball for more than a decade in the 1990s. It is so important to welcome criticism and allow yourself to see things in a new way. How do we account for the ability to push beyond the fixed reality to a world of growth? Again, we turn to Dr. Dweck and her groundbreaking research into this growth-centric mindset. She writes, "Mindset change is not about picking up a few pointers here and there. It's about seeing things in a new way. When people change to a growth mindset, they change from a judge and be judged framework to a learn and help learn framework. Their commitment is to growth, and growth takes plenty of time, effort, and mutual support. A growth mindset is essential for all of those who want to make a future impact. When your focus moves from fixed to growth in your abilities, you also free up your mind of how seemingly fixed elements of the world are capable of far more. What are your fixed attributes and talents? Consider those aspects of your personal and professional life that seem to be set in stone. Are there any elements of those skills or traits that could be grown through adopting new theories, practices, and technology? You may be so surprised to find an entirely new world just beyond what you thought was possible. By having the courage and boldness to ask why to the status quo and explore new and risky ways to accomplish goals with increased effectiveness and efficiency, you can open up yourself, your team, and those around you with the potential of a new product or a new problem that needs to be solved. So what will you choose to do with your limited amount of days? Will you seek ways to intentionally enrich your life, or will you allow the so-called fixed circumstances or attributes of your life drive your potential and your legacy? Bliss and harmony won't transpire without anyone else. You need to establish a climate where you can encounter those positive feelings. It comes with personal growth. If you are to become the future leader that the world needs you to be, you need to start shifting your mindset from a world of fixed equilibrium to growth potential. Audit those parts of your life where you feel stuck or stalled and take notes of your strengths and weaknesses in your personal life and your professional life. Then ask yourself, what would happen if I choose to grow beyond myself? What steps can you be taking today to uncover new skills, talents, and potential connections that will help you grow beyond the now? Will the process be scary and uncertain? Of course it will. But then again, when has any great innovation been born of the mundane and status quo? You are in the driver's seat of your life. So put the car in drive and start tackling new roads. And I hope today's podcast provided you some actionable information and inspiration that you can take into your life. And if there is a guest that you would like to see me interview, or a topic like today's that you would like to see me cover, I'd be happy to do so. Just DM me at Instagram at John R. Miles, or you can find me at LinkedIn on John Miles. Thank you so much for supporting the show and helping us with our goal of aiding millions worldwide in regaining their passion and taking control of their life. Your ratings matter so much to this show, and thank you so much for giving us over 2,500 of them, as well as helping us reach a point of almost having 200,000 downloads. Now, apply this information and become passion struck. Thank you so much for joining us. The purpose of our show is to make passion go viral. And we do that by sharing with you the knowledge and skills that you need to unlock your hidden potential. If you want to hear more, please subscribe to the Passion Struck podcast on Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to your podcasts at. And if you absolutely love this episode, we'd appreciate a 5-star rating on iTunes and you sharing it with 3 of your most growth-minded friends so they can post it as well to their social accounts and help us grow our Passion Struck community. If you'd like to learn more about the show and our mission, you can go to passionstruck.com where you can sign up for our newsletter, look at our tools, and also download the show notes for today's episode. Additionally, you can listen to us every Tuesday and Friday for even more inspiring content. And remember, make a choice, work hard, and step into your sharp edges. Thank you again for joining us.